弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
在现在的社会，平安两个字，何止千金啊，是万金啊。
In this current society, how precious is peace to us?
所以感谢主，看到你们能够平安健康，这个就是恩典。
And praise the Lord, when I see everyone peace and healthy, this is a blessing.
好，我们今天的题目是虚心与谦卑。
And today's topic is about humility and...
Okay, that word is kenosis.
Kenosis.
Yes. 那个字哈，在腓立比书第二章是一个很重要的字。
Kenosis is a very important word in Philippians chapter 2.
是讲到那种虚心，是耶稣基督的虚心哈。
That is the kenosis from our Lord Jesus Christ.
那等一下我们会更多的解释。
And in a little while we will delve into details.
好，我们现在先来看这个马太福音十一章二十五。
Let's first take a look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 25.
圣经这里说，那我就把里面一个重点啊念出来。
I'm going to read to you the key words in this passage.
圣经这里说啊，你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来。
And you hide these things to the wise and the learned.
向婴孩就显出来
，and reveal them to the little children.
然后，二十七节这里说，除了父，没有人知道子。
And verse 27, nobody knows the son except the father.
这里讲到这个子就是耶稣基督，除了天上的神，其实没有人可以认识主耶稣。
And the son here means Jesus Christ, except.The Father in the heaven, nobody really knows the Son.
除了耶稣和耶稣所愿意指示的。
Except to Jesus and anyone he wants to reveal himself to.
没有人知道，没有人可以认识神。
Otherwise, nobody can know him.
那耶稣向谁？显明神呢
？Then to whom would Jesus reveal himself to be God?
就是二十五节那里讲得很清楚。
Verse 25 clearly tells us,
就是向婴孩就显出来。
To the little children, he will be revealed.
我们这里只有一个婴孩。
Here today, we have only one little child there.
是不是只有他能够了解呢
？Is she or he the only one who will know God?
其实耶稣在这里就说，其实耶稣在其他地方也说过。
Yet we know Jesus mentioned in another place.
就是说，你们假如不转回像小孩子一样，就不能进天国。
Unless you return into someone like a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们每个人都有希望哈。
So we all have hope. Everybody here.
但是呢，问题就是怎么转回变成小孩子样式。
So the question is, how to return like a child?
其实耶稣所强调的就是，我们要像婴孩跟孩子，带着一个。一无所有单纯的信心。
So what Jesus means is that every one of us should just be like a child to purely and solely trust in God.
为什么耶稣这样讲？
Why did Jesus say so?
因为他前面那里他是说耶稣有一个叹息。
Because he had a deep sigh.
他就说他我在这城里面行了这么多神迹。
I have performed so many miracles in this town.
但是城里的人还有很多人总是不愿意悔改。
Yet all the people in those towns do not repent.
他们只想看神迹，看完就完了。
They only want to see the miracles and that's it.
没有诚心想过讨神喜悦的生活。
They did not want to live a life pleasing to God.
所以耶稣讲的这些话。
Therefore, Jesus said these words.
然后耶稣他说，凡谦卑像小孩子的人，耶稣很乐意把神向他们显明。
Anyone who humbles himself like a child, Jesus will reveal himself to him.
换句话说，什么人是不可能认识神的？
In other words, who will not know God?
是那些骄傲的人。
Those who are proud.
以自己为中心的人。
Put themselves in the center.
他们看不到神才是宇宙的中心。
They cannot see that only God is the center of the universe.
这些人无论看世界，看自己的人生，总是只看到自己。
For these people, no matter what they're looking at, the whole world or the people around them, the only one they see is himself.
有一个伊索寓言。
There is an Aesop fable.
说到有一次，一只苍蝇停在一部战车的轮子上。
A fly was sitting on the wheel of a chariot.
然后他很得意地说。
And he said proudly to himself.
你看我多厉害啊。
Look at how great I am.
我经过的地方都是沙尘滚滚。
And every place I go through, you will see sand and dust.
骄傲的人就好像这一只苍蝇。
A pride man is just like this fly.
他不知道他自己是谁。
He does not know who he really is.
其实骄傲最危险的是根本看不到自己原来是微小的人。
The biggest risk for pride is that you will know how small you really are.
这些人也从来不承认自己有可能犯罪犯错。
And you will never recognize that you will be wrong.
跟人有矛盾有冲突的时候，总是别人的错。
And when you have a conflict with others, it's always the other side who is wrong.
所以今天我们来到教会。
So today, when we come to the church,
但愿我们带着一个谦卑的心。
May we come here with a humble heart.
好，我们来看一看两节我们非常熟悉的圣经，是马太福音11:28-29。
Let's take a look at the two Bible verses that we are very familiar with. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28-29.
这里说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.
你来到我这里，我可以使你们得安息。
Come to me, and I will give you rest.
然后他说，我心里柔和谦卑。
For I am gentle and humble in my heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke and learn from me.
这样你们心里就得享安息。
And then you will find rest in your souls.
我们看到很多人来信耶稣，很多是生活里面的担子太沉重了。
We can see some of us come before Jesus because the burden on us is too heavy.
那耶稣在这里告诉我们，其实重担是什么呢？不只是一些的苦难，一些的难处。
Here, Jesus told us that the burden we are carrying is not only the difficulties in our lives.
其实 真正的重担是我们的骄傲。
The true burden is our pride.
所以耶稣说，你们学我柔和谦卑，你就可以负我的轭，这样子你就可以把重担卸下来。
Therefore, Jesus says, "Learn from me and take my yoke, and then you will put down your burden."
原来，耶稣这里所指的重担就是我们的骄傲。
Therefore, the burden Jesus mentioned here is our pride.
原来骄傲这个重担好像石头这么重。
So the burden of pride is as heavy rocks.
因为这样的人总要在人之上。
You always put yourself above anybody else.
对自己期望太过高。
Put a very high expectation for yourself.
对别人期望很高。
You also have a high expectation to others.
所以常常失望。
Therefore, you will always find disappointment.
沉重的担子。
A very heavy burden.
骄傲的人不能接受批评的。
A pride man will not accept criticism.
因为我是不会错的。
For I'm not going to be wrong.
这样的人不能忍受误会。
And such a person will not tolerate being understood.
因为自尊心过强
，because he has a very high self-esteem，
变得很脆弱
，becoming very weak，
很容易受伤
，very easy to get hurt。
骄傲的人，他想要的，他一定要。
A proud man must have what he wants to have。
有一份的执着
，is very paranoid about it。
遇到不平的待遇的时候，世界好像塌下来。
When he or she is unfairly treated, it is as if the whole world falls down to the ground.
其实我们每个人都有骄傲。
As a matter of fact, every one of us has pride.
其实我曾经有一次就有一块这么重的一个石头。
There was a time I had such a big heavy rock.
我替一位牧师翻译。
I was translating for a pastor.
学红翻译的非常好。
Just like what I'm doing now.
Yes. 但是呢，我里面有一个骄傲。
But there is a pride inside me.
因为当我替那位牧师翻译的时候，我一边翻译一边在改正他。
So as I was translating for that pastor, I was trying to correct him.
因为我是写文章写书的
人。I'm an author of many articles.
所以我常常做编辑嘛。
So I'm also an editor often.
所以我听到一些字眼不对的时候，当我翻译的时候就把它改，我觉得改得更好。
So when I was translating, when I heard certain words, I came up with a better word.
后来，这个牧师哈，我知道他受了伤了。
Later on, I knew that pastor was hurt.
Because 在众人面前，我好像跟人说，你用的字眼不对哈，我用我这个比较好。
Because in front of everybody.I was pointing out, he could have used a better word.
我们的骄傲常常都是不知不觉。
Our pride often show up unconsciously.
常常都是跟人比较的时候发生的。
Often pops up when we compare ourselves with others.
所以圣灵后来责备我，是一个很沉重的重担。
Later on, the Holy Spirit.Condemned me because it was a really heavy burden for me.
耶稣邀请我，你放下你的骄傲。
Jesus invited me to put down my pride.
我才能够得到安息。
Then I can get rest.
所以耶稣他说，到我这里来的人必须带着谦卑，就好像婴孩知道自己一无所有。
So everyone who comes before Jesus has to be humbled, just like a child, knowing that he really has nothing.
其实学红翻译的非常好，感谢你。这个我觉得翻译不容易哈，但是学红翻译的非常好，谢谢主哈。那我们继续来看，就是耶稣说，不单只学我的柔和谦卑。
So not only to learn from Jesus, humble and humility.
他这里还说，你们要负我的轭。什么叫负轭呢？
In addition, he says, take my yoke. So what does that mean?
这个轭呢？其实在轭就是一个受约束的意思。
Yoke means being limited, constrained.
Yes. 以前的人耕田的时候，两只牛哈，现在我们比较少看见了，就是带上这个轭一起拉动机器。
In the old time, when you want to plow the field,You use two oxen to yoke and then pull the plow.
耶稣在这里是跟他们说，不单止我负上轭，你们也要效法我来负轭。
So Jesus says here, not only I myself will take the yoke, likewise you should also take the yoke.
原来谦卑什么意思？
So what does humility mean?
谦卑就是自我的约束。
Humility is to self constrain.
自我的限制。
Self control.
Okay.这个不是别人强迫你的，是自己甘心情愿选择的。
Nobody else forces you to do. You do it by yourself.
只有柔和谦卑的人才可以负轭。
Only a gentle and a humble man can take the yoke.
柔和这个字在希腊原文就是指那些战斗的马。
So in Greek,Meekness means those battle horse.
是受过训练的。
Having been trained.
这些马好厉害啊，你要往前冲啊，他这个使劲的往前冲啊，就去了。
And these horses are so powerful, they can rush all the way to the battle line in front.
但是假如你拉着他的绳缰，然后说停下来，他也可以停下来。
And then if you want to slow it down, stop, the horse will stop.
这种马就是这样，能够往前冲，但是随时都能够停下来。
You can rush forward, and then you can also stop at any time.
在希伯来文，这个柔和呢，是指那些。意志坚定，有勇气，有信念，有更高目标，为了这个目标能够忍受重压的人。
In Hebrew, meekness means strong will, courage and faith, and you can take pressure for a higher goal.
圣经给我们看见摩西就是这样的人，最神称赞他是世上最谦和的人。
From the scriptures, we know that Moses was a very humble man, more than all the people on the earth.
当他的哥哥姐姐批评论断他的时候，他一句话都没有，这个反弹。
When his brother and his sister criticized and judged him, Moses did not say anything back.
后来是神出面啊，责备他的哥哥跟姐姐。
Later on, it was God who came out and rebuked his brother and his sister.
所以我们看到，作为领袖就该像摩西这样子，就是那种的柔和谦卑。
So a leader ought to be just like Moses, meek and humble.
该为神的名往前冲的时候，他们就去了。
When you need to move forward, press forward for the name of God, you move forward.
但是该停下来，该不作声的时候，他也可以停下来，也可以不作声。
And when you have to stop and be silent, you stop and you keep silent.
所以这个是负轭的意思。
And this is the meaning of taking the yoke.
也是柔和谦卑的人才做得到。
Only a person who is meek and humble can do that.
那有一本书，不晓得有多少人看过，可能很少哈。那是讲到魔鬼叫他的小鬼怎么样让基督徒跌倒。
There is a book. I'm not sure if we have read here. It's talking about how the demon teaches his smaller ones to cause a Christian to fall down.
那他其中一样就是你怎么使基督徒骄傲？基督徒骄傲呢，是最容易跌倒的。
One of the method is how to cause a Christian to be proud, which is easy to cause him to fall.
所以他说呢，你就是留意看基督徒当中哪一个看起来最属灵的。
Therefore, you just pay attention to the Christians to find out whoever seems to be most spiritual.
看到他好像在虚心寻求神。
He seemed to be seeking the Lord humbly.
那你就偷偷放一个思想。在他的 脑里面
Then quietly you put a thought into his mind.
当他觉得他说哎呀感谢主我终于真的谦卑了
So that he will say, oh, praise Lord, I'm now so humble.
当他这样想的时候就已经是骄傲了
As soon as he thinks about that, he already falls into pride.
假如他很清醒，立刻自觉自己哎，骄傲跑出来。
If he is clear and subconscious,
那你就在他耳边跟他说：“那你还不错嘛，居然啊、能够察觉自己的骄傲，不错不错。
”Then you just say another word, "Wow, you're so great. You are subconscious about the pride in your mind.You're very good.
又失败了哈。
Then for another fall.
所以你一直在他脑子里面给他这些的折腾。
So you just give different thoughts like this in his mind.
他就很快就跌倒了。
Sooner or later, he falls.
我们知道谦卑是不能打分数的。
We know you cannot.Put a score on humility.
也不能颁奖的。
And you cannot give anyone a reward for humility.
假如今天我说某某人，请出来颁奖，你是最谦卑的人。
If today I call anyone out and say and tell him or her, you are the most humble.
假如你真的跑出来了。
If you stand out,
跑出来领奖。
To get the reward.
You are disqualified. 你就失去这个资格了。
Right away, you disqualified for that reward.
所以我们看见其实谦卑很不容易。
So we can see that it's very difficult to be humble.
所以基督教传统里面十二世纪的时候有一位神很使用的基督徒他就是列出谦卑骄傲与谦卑的十二个梯级。
In the 12th century, there is a very famous Christian person who listed 12 steps for pride.
他说一个人骄傲是有一个过程。
He says there is a process for a man to be proud.
一个人要学习谦卑也需要一个成长的过程。
And likewise, for anyone to learn to be humble, there is also a process.
他说骄傲啊是所就好像一个磁石把所有其他的罪都吸出来。
Pride is just like a piece of magnet attracting all the other evil deeds.
所以箴言第六章说神憎恶七件事，第一件就是骄傲。
Therefore, the Proverbs tells us there are seven things the Lord abhors, and the first one is pride.
所以当一个人骄傲的时候呢，跟着要来的他可能会说谎。
So when someone has pride, the first thing that follows that is he will lie.
他用谎言来保护自己，
using lies to protect himself.
然后在弟兄中散布纷争，
and then spreading dissensions among brothers.
所以很多其他的罪就跑出来。
Then all other sins will follow.
有个故事说到有一个池塘，有两只鸭子，一只青蛙。
A story tells us that in a pond there were two ducks and one frog.
他们是好朋友。
They are all good friends.
但是有一天，这个好像我们在 Santa Rosa 哈。圣罗伦County，夏天特别干旱。
There was one summer, it was very dry, just like Sonoma County.
那他们不行，要搬家了。
And they have to move.
那他们就这个两只鸭子想到一个办法。
The two ducks thought of an idea.
他说拿一条棍子。
Let's use one stick.
那一只鸭子，另一只鸭子咬着两边。
Each one of the duck will hold one side of the stick.
他们就可以飞了。
And they can fly.
青蛙飞不起。
But the frog cannot fly.
那它只可以咬住中间那一段。
But the frog can use his mouth to hold the middle of the stick.
然后飞就飞起来了。
Therefore, they can fly.
在路上的时候，一个农夫看见就说：“哎呦，真聪明啊
！”On the road, a farmer says, "Wow, how smart they are!"
哎呀，是谁想出这么好的妙计啊
？Who came up with such a good idea?
那个青蛙立刻张开口说：“是我。
”And the frog opened his mouth and said, "It's me."
结果怎么样？
What's the result?
他就掉下来。
The frog fell down.
骄傲，永远哈，最终的结果就是掉下来，跌倒。
And that's the result of pride falling down and stumble.
所以呢，这个十二个梯级里面呢，包括从轻微的越来越严重哈，比如说一种这个想的东西比较表面轻浮。
In these 12 steps of pride, from smaller items to big and higher items, frivolous and superficial thoughts.
Yes. 然后自夸
，boasting.
自我膨胀
，singularity，
然后目中无人
，self-conceit，
虚伪
，hypocritical，
不尊重权柄
，revolt，
犯罪
，to respect authority，
犯罪有理
，find justifications for sin，
然后犯罪成为习惯
，and sinning as a habit。
所以这些都跟骄傲有关。
These are all related with pride.
那谦卑呢？是向下走，谦卑的梯级。
humility, on the other hand, the steps are moving downwards.
首先就是敬畏神。
The first is to fear God.
假如你是真的知道神是谁，你没有办法不谦卑的。
If you truly know who God is, there is no way you will not be humble.
而且愿意照主的意思去做。
And you want to do things according to His will.
甚至有时候要忍受苦难。
And you have to be patiently enduring difficulties and hardships.
有时候要接受低微的地位。
And sometimes you have to be contentedness with where you are.
有时候是要勒住我们的舌头。
And sometimes we have to control our tongues.
所以我们看见也是需要一个成长的过程。
Humility also requires a process to grow.
有一次有一个基督徒，他生活非常讨主的喜悦。
There was once a Christian living a godly life pleasing to the Lord.
甚至天使都很爱他。
Even the angels loved him.
求神给他一个新的能力。
Ask God.To give him a new capability.
所以天使就来问他，你还要什么啊？
And the angels came to ask him, what else do you want?
他说，其实神给我太丰富了，我实在没有其他的要求了。
And God has given me so much, there is nothing else I would like to have.
那天使说，你再要多一样，再要多一样，我们已经向神求了，神说可以问你，那你就说吧。
And the angels said, you can still ask one more thing, just one more thing, because we have already asked God to give you.
那他说这样子，那好吧，我求神给我一种力量。
He said, if that's the case, I want God to give me a power.
我可以帮助很多人
to help many others,
做很多好事
to do a lot of good things,
但是做的时候连我自己都不自觉。
Yet when I'm doing that, I will not be aware of it myself.
自己都不自觉我做了好事。
I don't even know I'm doing those good things.
这个需要神特别的能力，你知道吗？
Do you know that is a special gift from God?
神答应他了。
God agreed.
从此以后
From that point on,
每逢他后面的影子，有人来求他帮助，站在他后面的影子呢，就能够得到帮助。
Anybody who stand behind him on the shadow behind him will be healed or helped.
有病得医治。
If he or she was sick, he or she will be healed.
或者有困难就得到帮助。
And difficulties, it will be helped.
但是假如那些人是来到他前面的影子里面向他求帮助的话，
If anyone come under the shadow which is in front of him,
就得不到帮助，得不到医治。
No help or healing.
因为他自己看得到。
Because he can see that himself.
他很容易因为自己做的好事，心里面骄傲。
He may feel pride for the good things he's doing.
其实我们每个人都需要这种能力，对不对？
Every one of us would need this capability.
就是你帮助了人，你自己都不自觉是帮助了人。
And when you are helping others, you are not even aware of it, you are helping them.
帮助人、爱人变成你生命很自然的流露。
And helping others becomes an overflow of your own life.
所以耶稣在这里说，柔和谦卑负他的轭， 我们应该去追求。
Therefore, just as Jesus said here, being humble and meek and take his yoke, this is something we ought to do and follow him.
事实上，我们看见在腓立比书第二章，就是耶稣的虚己。
Philippians chapter 2 talks about the kenosis of Jesus.
这里说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心啊。
You ought to have the same mindset as Christ.
耶稣本来就是神。
Who being in very nature God.
但是他却虚己取了奴仆的形象。
And yet, he emptied himself.And take the form of a servant,
成为人的样式
in the form as a man.
不单只成为人，后来顺服以至于死
And not only become a man, he was so obedient to die for it.
死在十字架上
On the cross, he died.
你知道这个全能的神
the all-powerful God.
变成一个无能的人
becoming a man without any power
不单只成为人还成为奴仆
not just becoming a man but a servant
不单只自己没有权柄而且被别人的权柄来控制他
not only having no authority but he was under the authority of others
我们看到耶稣基督那种自我的限制、自我的约束，太伟大了。
We can see on Jesus Christ that the self-control, self-restraint is so great and powerful.
这里说，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
Have the same mindset as Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹。我们看见耶稣下这个梯级，神成为人，不单指人，还成为仆人，又下梯级，不单指仆人，后来是死囚，一级一级一级一级的下降。
And brothers and sisters, look at how Jesus Christ take these steps down from one level to the level, another level, from God to a man, a servant.From a servant to a prisoner.
你们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let's have the same mindset as Jesus Christ.
就是说，今天我们也要学习这种自我的限制，这种自我的这个约束。
Which means today we ought to learn from Jesus the self.Control and self-restraint.
所以，作为耶稣的门徒，我们也要效法他的虚己。
Therefore, as his disciple, we ought to follow the example of Jesus kenosis.
耶稣虚己给了我们爱的自由。
His kenosis gave us a freedom to love.
但是。很多时候我们却选择背弃他。
But most of the time, we choose not to love.
今天耶稣没有强迫我们去信他，去爱他。
Today, Jesus Christ did not force us to love him.
弟兄姐妹，或者没有信主的朋友，耶稣从来不会强迫你去信他，爱他。
And brothers and sisters,Or even friends among us. Remember, Jesus never forced us to believe in him and love him.
他要我们用我们的自由去选择跟随他爱他。
He wants us to use our freedom to choose to believe in him and love him.
但是人往往选择背弃他。
But the peoplehuman beings choose to forsake him.
结果世上就有了罪恶和苦难。
Therefore, sins and troubles in the world.
所以凡是里面有圣灵住在我们心里的，圣灵可以给我们力量。
As long as the Holy Spirit lives within us, it will give us power.
效法他的虚己。
So that we can follow Jesus' gnosis.
顺服他的美意。
And be obedient to his good will.
我们就会经历到耶稣的爱胜过了罪恶，胜过了苦难。
And likewise, we can also experience like Jesus.To overcome sin and to overcome troubles and difficulties.
最后我要用一个人的故事，大家都看过这个烈火战车这个故事。
I want to share with you a story about the fiery chariot.
Chariot of fire.
Chariot of fire.
有多少人看过这部电影？
How many of you have seen the movie?
哦，应该去看哈，很感人。
You should go. It's very moving.
是说在第一次世界大战以后，1924年。
After World War One, around 1924.
英国有一个基督徒。
There is a Christian in England.
叫做 Eric Little.
Named Eric Liddell.
对，他是在剑桥牛还是牛顿大学这些名校里面，这个高材生哈。
Who is a super student in the
剑桥？
嗯 ，Cambridge University.
对，英国的。然后他还有一个特色，他跑得很快。
And he run very fast.
在奥运常常拿奖。
Often, in the Olympic Games, he win medals.
1924年，国家就派他出去参加奥运，就100米的赛跑。
He was attending the Olympics in 1924, representing the country in the short run of 100 meters.
那电影说他跟另外一个同学是一个犹太人叫做 Abraham Harold Abraham
He and his friend who is a Jewish whose name is Abraham
对 last name Abraham 他是 Harold Abraham 他们就一起练习赛跑
They both practice together
你在电影里面看见Eric 呢他参加赛跑不是带着一个很骄傲的心我一定要怎么样？他就是说，神给我双腿跑得快，我就为他去赛跑。
As you can see in the movie, Eric did not think about too much about himself. Instead, he thought, God has given me a good pair of legs. I just do my best.
Yes. 所以他很享受一边跑，有时候跟神祷告就很享受。
So he enjoyed the running and practices, even praying on the way.
但是 Harold 呢就很紧张。
On the other hand, Harold was quite uneasy.
有一种患得患失，就是说他很想得到这个金牌。
Worries about gains and losses because the gold medal was too much on his mind.
所以他一边跑一边留意看看，哎呀。他有没有跑得比我快还是怎么样总是跟这个 Eric 在比较
So when he was running in practice he looked left and right to see if Eric was running faster
那当然结果 Eric 他定了什么时候要赛跑了
So it was determined at a certain time they will both run
但是很不幸，那一场赛跑是在礼拜天，主日。
But that match happened on Sunday, the Lord's Day.
Eric 一看到的时候，他说：“对不起，我不能参赛了，因为礼拜天是分别为圣，要来敬拜神的。”
And Eric said, "I'm sorry, I cannot attend because it's Sunday. I ought to go." To worship my Lord.
哇，国家皇帝啊都很紧张，他说你是代表国家啊，不是代表你自己啊，怎么可以轻易就放弃呢？
Which makes the whole nation, the kings and everyone else nervous. You were representing the whole country. How can you stop?
但是他说，我最终的 loyalty, 我最终效忠的是天上的神。
But he said, at the end, the only one I'm loyal to is the God who is in heaven.
所以怎么办呢？后来呢，他们就觉得他一定能赢的，好吧，这样子你去参加另外一场的赛跑，好像400米的赛跑。
So therefore they came up with the idea for to put him in a different match for 400 meters.
结果他也那个不是在礼拜天，他去了，结果拿了金牌。
And he won the gold medal there.
因为他知道他拿这个金牌不是为了自己。
But he knew that gold medal was not for himself.
所以神也让他赢了。
So God let him win.
但是呢，很多人看完这个电影就完了。
That's the end for most of people watching the movie.
在2016年的时候，在中国大陆出了另外一套的电影。
In 2016, in mainland China, another movie came out.
是中国人拍的。
Directed by Chinese director.
是为一个白人的宣教士来中国。
For a Caucasian missionary in China.
这部电影叫做《终极胜利》。
The name of the movie is Ultimate Victory.
其实就是讲这个 Eric Little.
It is about Eric Little himself.
说他在第二次世界大战的时候，他回去中国宣教了。
During the World War II, he went to China as a missionary.
弟兄姐妹，很多白人基督徒，就像在我们当中也有啊，就是很爱我们中国人。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of Caucasian missionaries, they love China so much.
他竟然在世界中日战争这么危险的时候，他又感动去中国宣教，在那里传福音。
And during the Sino-Japanese War.With the big risk he is aware of, yet he decided to stay in China for the missionary.
然后在1943年，他被关在日本的劳改营。
And he was took into the Japanese concentration camp in 1943.
其实很多人在当中就死了。
A lot of people died in that camp.
但是他在营里面呢，他还是蛮有爱心的，去帮助其他的囚犯，看到他们没得吃的，他会想尽办法去找到东西给他们吃。
Yet in the concentration camp, he tried to help others. When there was nothing to eat, he tried to find food for others.
他的生命无论是在场上赛跑还是在集中营。
For his life, no matter it's in the track field or in the concentration camp,
他都是满了爱神爱人的心。
He's full of the love for God and for others.
他可以处于高位啊，这个奥运金牌的得奖者。
He could be the Olympic gold medalist.
他也可以谦谦卑卑在牢里面来生活。
He could also be a prisoner in the concentration camp.
是一个非常自由的人。
A truly free man.
45年他死了，在劳改营死了。
He died in the camp in 1945.
我们看到他实在啊，能够活出耶稣所讲的那种柔和谦卑负轭的生命。
He really lived out the life as Jesus Christ mentioned here.
他顺服
humble and meek.
顺服以至于死，好像耶稣一样。
And to be obedient and even to die.
这是他终极的胜利。
This is his ultimate victory.
比奥运的金牌更宝贵。
More precious than the gold medal from the Olympics.
所以我们感谢主，今天啊跟大家分享的这个虚心与谦卑是我们一生学不完的功课。
Thank God for the topics we talk about today. Kenosis and humility is a lesson we can never learn enough.
求神帮助我们以基督耶稣的心为心。
May God help us to have the same mindset as Jesus Christ.
对我们周围的人
，to all those people surrounding us,
带着谦卑的心去服侍他们。
To serve them with a humble heart.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
耶稣基督，感谢你。
Jesus Christ, we thank you.
你为了爱我们所显出来那种柔和谦卑的心。
To love us, you showed us your heart of meekness and humility.
我们是谁？我们更当如此。
Who we are, and we should follow you and do the same.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.